Today's daf is Avodah Zarah Daf Vav, and we are about 10 lines from the top of Daf Vav Amud Aleph Iboyimu. So the Mishnah, the beginning of the Masechta, before it digressed into Dafin of Agadata, discussed a halacha that relates to the Chagah. Eidayim Shalav Dekechavim. And the Mishnah said, Lifnei Eidayim Shalav Dekechavim, Shloisha Yomim, for 3 days before the Chagah, Aser Lasseis Velasseis Simon. You're not allowed to do business with an Evikechavim. You can't lend them something. You can't borrow something from them. You can't lend them money. You can't borrow money from them. You can't pay them for a debt that you owe them, nor can you accept payment for a debt. Either way, these were all things the Mishnah said you're not allowed to do within 3 days. Today's daf, the Gemara is going to clarify a little bit what it means when we say Shloisha Yomim. Ibay Lahu, Shloisha Yomim, when the Mishnah said 3 days, Hein ve'edeyem, Oidome Hein beloy edeyem. Does it mean 3 days in addition to the Chagah itself? Meaning, if you're not allowed to do business with them for 3 days before the Chagah, it's understood that you can't do business on the Chagah itself. But when we say 3 days, is it 3 days in addition to the Yom Ha'ed, in addition to their holiday as well? Or when we say 3 days, does it include in it the Chagah? Meaning, it's the Chagah plus another 2 days. Rabbi Shmuel said it's not only 3 days before that's us, like the Mishnah said, but it's 3 days after Yom Edom, that's Aser as well. Now, if you're going to tell me that when the Mishnah says 3 days, it includes in it the Chagah, then Rabbi Yishmael, Yom Edom Chashav Lu Mi'ikara, the Chashav Lu L'Besayif, it comes out then Rabbi Yishmael is counting the Yom Ed itself twice, because he said 3 days before and 3 days after. Again, Bishloima, if the Yom Ed is not included in 3 days before, so there's the Yom Ed. In addition to that, the Mishnah said 3 days before. Rabbi Shmuel was Maisif. In addition to 3 days before, it's also 3 days after. So it's the Yom Ha'ed, 3 days before and 3 days after. But if it's really only 2 days before the Yom Ha'ed, and when we say 3 days, the cheshbon of three is 2 days before plus the Yom Ha'ed itself, that means when Rabbi Shmuel says 3 days after, he means the same thing. He means the Yom Ha'ed plus 2 days after. If that's the case, he's counting the Yom Ha'ed twice. Zok, the Gemara, shouldn't that be a raya that it's 3 days in addition to the Yom Ha'ed, so that when Rabbi Shmuel added 3 days after, he's not counting the Yom Ha'ed twice, says the Gemara. No, Aidi the Tana Shloisha Lefneim, Tani Nami Shloisha La'acharei. Really, it's not 3 days before, it's only 2 days before. And when the Mishnah says Shloisha Yomim, it includes in it the Yom Ha'ed. If that's the case, why would Rabbi Shmuel count it twice? Aidi, being that he used the number three for before, he used the number three for afterwards. Tashma, another raya. Dam Rabbi Tachlif Baravdimi, Yomashmuel, Yoim Echad, Ledivrei Rabbi Yishmael, Loyla Masra. So we'll see a little bit more about this tomorrow. But says the Gemara, the Neutrim, they used to celebrate Sunday as a holiday for themselves. According to Rabbi Yishmael, you're never allowed to do business with them. Because Rabbi Yishmael said 3 days is Asr before plus 3 days afterwards. So if every single Sunday is a Yantif, so Sunday is Aser. Then you have 3 days before Sunday, 3 days after Sunday. Do the back of the envelope arithmetic. That's the entire week. So if Tachlifa Baravdimi said in the name of Shmuel, that according to Rabbi Shmuel, that holds it's not only 3 days before, but it's also 3 days after for a Yehudi, for a pagan that celebrates Yom Aleph, Sunday as a yontif, you can never do business with him. When we say 3 days before and 3 days after, we mean in addition to the Chagah. So it's very good what Shmuel said. You can never do business with them. But if you're telling me it's really only 2 days before, the Mishnah says three, included in the three is the Yom Ha'ed itself. So why are you telling me you can never do business? Only 5 days. This is the Yom Ha'ed. 2 days before. So 2 days before Sunday, that is Friday and Shabbos. 2 days after Sunday, that's Monday and Tuesday. But Yom Revi, Yom Chamishi, Arba V'Chamisha, Wednesday and Thursday is Mutar. So Luchura, from Shmuel's comment that he made, Alibad Rabbi Shmuel, we should have a raya that it's 3 days in addition to the Yom Ha'ed. So the Gemara says, you're right. Alibad Rabbi Shmuel, Loi Kami Boi Lei Dehein, Beloi Edein. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's Muchach. And why is it Muchach according to Rabbi Shmuel? It's going back to the first Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said that just like 3 days before Arasa, so too 3 days afterwards Arasa, it's Mashma that in addition to the Yom Ha'ed, there's 6 other days that are Arasa, which was Shmuel's comment, that Shmuel said the pagans that worship and they celebrate Yom Aleph, it's always going to be awesome. And Alibid Rabbi Shmuel, there was never a Shaila. Kikami Boy, Alibid Rabban. Shaila was according to Rabban. The Stam Mishnah and Daf Beis Amud Aleph and Masechtas Avodah Zarah that didn't say anything about 3 days afterwards. All it said was something about 3 days before. That's the Shaila. The 3 days includes in it the Yom Aid, or is it 3 days in addition to the Yom Aid? Amar Rabbi Natashma, I'll bring you a Raya. From a Mishnah on Daf Ches. The Mishnah says, and the Mishnah listed some of their chagas, Kalanda, Starunaya, and Kartasa. Kalanda is an 8-day holiday, and it happens right after the onset of Tkufas Tammuz. Starunya, Shmeini Yom Lufnei Tkufa. Starunya is also 8 days, and it happens the 8 days right before Tkufas Teves. V'simonech, and a good way to remember why, that the first Chagah that's mentioned in the Mishnah is the one that happens after Tkufas Teves, and the second one is the one that happens before, which is a little Olam Hafach, it's a little counterintuitive, is remember the Pasuk, Ochar V'Kedem Tzartani. Ochar V'Kedem Tzartani, first Ochar, then Kedem, so too, first the one that happens La'achar Tkufa, then the one that happens L'fnei Tkufa. But either way, so two of the Yom Aids that our Mishnah on Daf Beis was referring to were actually 8 days long. Now if you're going to tell me that when we say Shloish Yom, it includes in it the Eid, Asara Hava, then it's really 10 days. Because it's 2 days before plus the Yom Aid, which is 8 days. So why are you telling me L'fnei Adem Shalayv D'Kechavim Shloish Yomim B'Shloim, if it's 3 days in addition to the Eids? I don't care how long the Eid is. The Eid could be a week, it could be 8 days, it could be a month. But it's 3 days always before. But if you're telling me including the 3 days is the Yom Aid, and you have a Yom Aid that's longer than a day, then it's not going to be 3 days. Then it could be a lot longer. And in fact, the Mishnah gives three examples of 8 day and Shalayv D'Kechavim. Two of them are 8 days long. If that's the case, it's not Shloisha Yomim. Asara Havas. The Gemara Tana Kula Kalanda Chad Yom Hu Chashav Lei. The entire Yom Aid, even if it's 8 days long, we look at it as 1 day. Being that we look at it as 1 day, it would still make sense to say Shloisha Yomim, even if included in the Shloisha Yomim is the Yom Eid itself. Zokti Gemara Amar Avashi Toshma. I'll bring you one final raya. L'fnei Eidim Shloiv D'Kechavim Shloisha Yomim. That was the Lashon HaMishnah. Biso G'day D'Chein Ve'Eidim. If you get a Talmud that included in the 3 days is Eidim, listen, Eidim Shloiv D'Kechavim Shloisha Yomim. Why did the Mishnah say first L'fnei Eidim Shloiv D'Kechavim Shloisha Yomim? Why didn't it say Eidim and that would suggest that the 3 days includes in it the eight. From the fact that it said it sounds like the 3 days does not include in it the Yom Ha'ed, but rather the 3 days is exclusively referring to the days before the eight. Says the Gemara, maybe it's not a right. How to say l'fnei edayim, so I should know what the 3 days is. Meaning, one of the 3 days maybe is the Yom Ha'ed, but how would I know if the other 2 days are before, or if the other 2 days are after? But the Gemara says that's still not a reason to say it the way the Mishnah said it. Because listening, Eidam shall oivdei kechavim, gimel yomim, and then afterwards say l'fneiim. If included is the Yom Ha'ed, then we should start by saying, Eidayim Shaloyv D'Kechavim Aser. By the way, in addition, there's a cheshbon of 3 days. The 3 days are before. Included in the 3 days is the Yom Eid. But start with the Yom Eid. If the Mishnah now is introducing the Isra about the Yom Eid, Elamai, the Mishnah is not talking about the Isra on the Yom Eid. The Mishnah is only talking about the Isra that applies to the days before the Yom Eid. And that's why we start talking about before the Eid, because that's all we're talking about. We're not talking about the Yom Eid itself. And that, the Gemara is so persuaded by, even though it seems to be a subtlety, Elishma mina, hein beloy edeyem, shma mina, another Gemara. So the Mishnah says, again, 3 days, including the Yom Ha'ed, or in addition to the Yom Ha'ed, like the Gemara came out, shma mina, hein beloy edeyem, shma mina, there's an iser to do business with the Oyev Dekechav. Why is it awesome? That's the Gemara Shai. Mishum harvacha, oydilma mishum, v'lifnei iver loisita mechsha. So what does mishum harvacha mean? Zok Rashi. Deravach v'ozol umoydel avoydes kechav. Is the reason you're not allowed to do business with a pagan 3 days before the Yom Eid and the Yom Eid itself? Because being that it's right around this holiday time, and during the holidays, the pagans used to go to their temples, and they would worship their deity. And they would give shvach v'hoida to their avodas kechavim for all the good things that happened to them. So if you're going to do business with this Eni Yehudi, when he goes and he gives hoida to his avodah zarah, he's going to masker this hatava that you did for him, and it comes out that you're causing him to now give hoidah to his avodah zarah. Is that the reason? Now, why should that be asur? And that's where Rashi adds something that the Gemara does not say. Va'ova Yisrael mishum lo yisham al picha. The pasuk says v'shem elihim acherim lo yisaskiru. A yid is not allowed to worship avodah zarah. That's obvious. But in addition to that, you're not even allowed to mention the name of an avodah zarah. And then the pasuk concludes lo yisham al picha. And we learn from that pasuk lo yisham al picha, you can't even cause somebody else to be masked the shame of avodah zarah. Now, when this pagan is going to give hoidah to his avodas kechavim, he's going to be masker his avodas kechavim, and it's going to come out the yid was over by yisham al pich. So is the yisoid of the iser to do business with an ein yehudi lifnei edayim shloisha yomim based on that pasuk of lo yisham al picha oidel mo mishum v'lifnei yiver lo yisitei michshol. Vayta zok Rashi, the mazben lei behema umakriva lavoydes kechavim is the reason simply lifnei yiver lo yisitei michshol. If you're going to do business, what if you sell a behema? The pagan's going to take the behema, and on his yom eid, he's going to bring it as a hakrov. He's going to bring a carbon to his avodah zarah, and it's going to come out that you caused him to do something he's not allowed to do, because avodah zarah is one of the sheva mitzvahs bnei noach. And if it's one of the sheva mitzvahs bnei noach, even though you yourself didn't do the avera, but you caused the guy to do the avera, so it comes out that you're being machshalim in avodah zarah. If that's the case, you're being over the iser of v'lifnei yiver lo yisitei michshol. Either way, that's the Gemara Shaila. Is it Mishum Arvacha? Is it related to Lo Yisham Al Picha? Or is it because V'lifnei Iver Lo Yisite Mechsha? Zok the Gemara, Nafgemino. This Nafgemino would be if the guy has his own behem. Yeah, I'm Mishum Arvacha. If the Isser is Mishum Arvacha, come Aravachli. At the end of the day, it could be worth millions of dollars. But right now, he feels good about the fact that he did another deal, another transaction, and he's going to give a dog, you'll be over. Lo Yisham Al Picha. Yeah, I'm Mishum Arvacha. But if you're going to tell me the whole Isser is Nei Iver, or Isser Lo Yisite, to the extent that he has his own behemoth, so it comes out that you're not being machshel, because anyways, he'd be able to bring the carbon. So if anyways, he'd be able to bring the carbon, there's no Lifnei. But the Gemara says, Isser Lo Yisite, I'm Mishum Lifnei. That's true, that if you're machshel somebody, bechet, something that he could have done without you, there's no lifnei yiver. But time we learned to the brayso, Amrav Nosim, minayin shlo yech shodim koyis shol yayin lenozer. Ve'ever minachay lebnei noyach. How do you know that you're not allowed to offer a nozer a koyis shol yayin? Or how do you know that you're not allowed to give a ben noyach ever minachay? These are things that, respectively, these people are not allowed to eat. Talmud loy mev lifnei yiver, loy sitei michshel. Hocha. Now, in these cases, the chilo yavin alei shakli iyu, you would think that a nozer can get his hand on a glass of wine, whether you pour it for him or you don't pour it for him. You would think that a ben noyach can get his hand on even menachai when you give it to him or you don't give it to him. And still the braisa says, v'kav ha-mishum v'lifnei yiver lo'yisitei michshol. So you see that a person's loy v'lifnei yiver lo'yisitei michshol, even if the person doesn't need you, even if he could have gibzach ha-neitz and he could have gotten this by himself. Says the Gemara, hocha b'mayaskinon, dekoi betray avra nahara. No, we're talking about a case where the in Yehudi was betray Avra Nahara. He was on another side of a river, and he had no way of getting this Eved Menachai unless you're going to give it to him. Or the Naz was on the other side of the river, he had no way of getting this Kais Yayin without you giving it to him. And it's only over there, where he needs you, that you're Eved Evel Lifnei Evel Yisit HaMichshol. But Enoch Nami, if he doesn't need you, not. Thus, we have a good Nafgemina, Yibayelo, good Shaila. Is it Mishum Arvacha, or is it Mishum Evel Lifnei Evel Yisit HaMichshol? Lamai Nafgemina, if he has a behema without you, if it's because of Lo Yisham Al Picha, then there's going to be an issue. If it's because of the Evel Yisit HaMichshol, be that he doesn't need you because he has it without you, there's going to be no issue. Dekanami, a raya, that price that discusses lifnei yiver lo'yisitei michshol means only in a case where when you give the nazir the koyshal yayin, he needed you to hand it to him, otherwise he couldn't have gotten it. Diktani lo yoshet. It says, don't be moishet. If loktani lo yite, shmamino. What's the difference between lo yoshet lo yite? Lo yoshet means you're stretching out, you're giving it to him because he's far from it. Lo yite means he's just passing it to him. Lo yoshet is awesome because then he needs you. Lo yitain is not aser. In that case, he doesn't need you. A little bit more Gemara, and then we'll speak out some right. Ibayiluhu, nasa, v'nasa, mai. What happens b'di'evet? What would be in the event that you did business with a pagan, lifnei edem shel ovdei kechavim shloisha yavim? You sold him something, now you have money. Can you use the money? Or could you not use the money? Rabbi Yechanan, nasa v'nasan as. Rish Lakish amar, nasa v'nasan mut. According to Rabbi Yechanan, even b'di'evet, you're not allowed to have any anah from the money. Rish Lakish says it's only the katchila, but b'di'evet, you could have anah from the money. Yes, Rabbi Yechanan, Rish Lakish. A mefurish abrais, eidem shalev dikechavim, nasa v'nasan aser. It's mefurish abrais. Now, the truth is, it's not mefurish. Because what does the abrais say? Eidem. It doesn't say lefnei edeyim. It says edeyim. But Rabbi Yochanan assumed my lav lefnei edeyim that edeyim is lav dafka. If edeyim nasa v'nasan is aser, then lefnei edeyim nasa v'nasan should be aser as well. Zok digemara loy edeyim dafka. It's only biyoyim edeyim that nasa v'nasan is aser. But Reish Lakish is going to tell you, I hold lefnei edeyim is going to be mutter. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is biyoyim edeyim, everybody agrees it's aser. The question is lefnei edeyim. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's aser. According to Reish Lakish, it's mutter. Ikad Amri, some had a different version of this exchange related to this brisa. Isvei Reish Lakish, the Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish was the one that asked the question. Edeyim shalevi kechavim nasav nasan as. It sounds like only edeyim is aser. Edeyim lefnei edeyim loy. So Reish Lakish flipped in on Rabbi Yochanan. Isn't it mashma only edeyim is aser? But lefnei edeyim is mutter. It's a raya to me that lefnei edeyim is mutter. Zot Gemara loy tani idi veidi edeyim kari loy. The brisa wasn't being so careful to be medactic between edeyim and lefnei edeyim. To the contrary, Rabbi Yochanan is going to say, if it says edeyim is aser, it's actually mashma that lefnei edeyim is aser as well. Tosh, tanya kavaz direish lakish, kisha amru aser velasis, imayim loy aseru elu b'davar ha-meskai. The only type of business you're not allowed to do with an any Yehudi is a davar ha-meskai, something that's going to be around on the Yom Edom. So it's aser for 3 days, but only something that's not perishable, something that's actually going to be around on the Yom Ha'ed. Avo b'davish enim miskayim, loy. Va'afilu b'davar ha'miskayim, even a davar ha'miskayim, which is aser nasa v'nasan mutter. So it's a right to Reish Lakish. It's a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, Tani Razvid, b'derei Ravoshia, davar she'en miskayim moichron lahem, aval ein loikchum hem. FYI, when the Brisa says that you're allowed to do business with a davar she'en miskayim, what it means is that you're allowed to sell him a davar she'en miskayim, but you can't buy a davar she'en miskayim. Why? Because if you take a davar she'en miskayim off his plate, you buy something that had an expiration date, something that was about to go bad. And to the contrary, the svar of Azul Umayda is even more manifest. Either way, machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish with a tanya kavase to Reish Lakish. Ahumi na the shadalei dinar kisarna Rabbi Yehuda nesiya b'yoyim eda. There was a min that sent a dinar, a very precious matbeya, to Rabbi Yehuda nesiya on a Yom Eid. Have you asked Reish Lakish Kamei? Reish Lakish was sitting with Rabbi Yehuda Nasir. Omar, he said, Heichi Avid, what should I do? Ashkele, should I take it? Should I accept it? Azul Umayda, he's going to be Azul Umayda. This was on the Yom Eid itself. Loi Ashkele, should I not take it? Havle Yeva, then he's going to be upset and I may cause a tumult between the Jews and the pagans. That's not smart either. Amalei Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish told him, Toil, you should take it. Vizroikaisa lebar befanim. And throw it into a pit. Right? So take it and throw it into a pit. Amar said, Koshke davalei Eva. That's certainly not smart. I mean, you're going to accept it and then you're going to throw it away right in front of him? So he said, no, kalache yadu to come in. I meant, don't make it so obvious. It should look like it was an accident. So there won't be Eva. Why? Because you accepted it. But at the same time, he won't be Azul Umayda because this went really bad. So at the end of the day, that was his chokhma that he told him, his pikhis. He said, that's the way you should go about it. Excellent. So before we go weiter, the Gemara had mentioned a shayla, iboilu. This is in the Mishnah. You're not allowed to do business with the Ovdei Kechavim. Mishum Harvacha. Is it because of the Isser of the Shem Elihim Acherim Loisa Skiru Lo Yisham Apicha? Or is it Mishum V'lifnei Iver Loisitei Michshal? My Nafkimina, the Gemara said the Nafkimina would be is if this person has a lot. He has Behemoth, to be Makriv. He has whatever he needs. If the Isser is because of Lifnei Iver Loisitei Michshal, there's no Lifnei Iver. Because the Isser Lifnei Iver, which includes in it an Isser to be machshul somebody to do an avera, it's only a problem if the person would not be doing the avera without you. But if he anyways could have done the avera, there'd be no issue. Like the brisa says, minayin shelo yoshit kois yayin lenazir, minayin shelo yoshit evem nachay lebenoyach. It's only if you're being moshed it, meaning he wouldn't have had it without you, but otherwise there'd be no whistle if they even lazy dimish. Or maybe this is Loyisham al Picha. If it's Loyisham al Picha, it doesn't matter whether he has without you, he doesn't have without you. At the end of the day, if you do business with him, he's Azul Umayda, and you're going to cause him to be over in Shem Elihim Acherim Loisaskir, which is an Isser, as the Torah says, Loyisham al Picha. You can't even cause Hashem's name to be mentioned. Now, this Gemara right here, Avodah Zarah Davav, has to have an asterisk on it. This is one of the Marim HaKoymes when you learn the Sugya of Lifnei Iver, Lo Yisita Michshal. So is a sugya rucha. It's not really in one place in Shas, but there's fragments of Gemaras and Rishonim and Poiskim scattered, and this is one of the important Ma'ar Mekaymas. And the truth is that the reason this Gemara is so important is because we see in this sugya is that the Issa Lifnei Iver Loisita Michshol is not only true if you be Machshol a Yid to do one of the Taryag mitzvahs, but it's also true if you're machshel a goy to be over one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei noach. Lifnei iver loisite michshel is not exclusive to the Jewish nation. But if for b'nei noach, you have an issa lifnei iver, and the makar is avodah zara, davav amenal. And you see it in two places in this Gemara. You see it, number one, that was the whole shaila. The Gemara had a tzad that the issa lifnei edeim is lifnei iver loisite michshel. Additionally, the brisa that the Gemara brought, Amar Rav Nosson, minayin shlo yoshit adam kois shal yayin lenosson, that's a yid, ve'evim nachay lifnei noach. So it's mefurish in two places in this Gemara that there's an issur lifnei iver loisita michshol, even when we're discussing b'nei noach. But the truth is, it's a garnished pashit, and just a little bit of a hakdama. So it says in the Torah, v'lifnei iver loisita michshol. Rashi in Chumash, when he brings the issur v'lifnei iver, Rashi says as follows: lifnei hasuma bedavar. When we say iver, we don't mean a literal blind person, but what the pasuk means is if somebody's a suma bedavar, he's blind to a certain thing, meaning he's in the dark. He doesn't know what the right thing to do it is. Loisitein eitz hashena again. It's like, don't give him bad advice. Al toimer, don't tell him mechor sodcha vekach lecha kamoi v'ata oikif olav enoit lehimano. That what it means is don't give a person an eitz hashena again. It's meaning literally when you read the pasuk, it sounds like there's a blind person. So he can't see where he's going. Don't put a michshol. Don't put something that's going to cause him to stumble. That's going to cause him to trip. Rashi is not mefarish the pasuk that way. Rashi says lifnei iver means lifnei hasuma bedavar. And Rashi gives an example. Loisitein eitza she'ena hoygenesle. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, when he brings the halacha of v'lifnei iver loisitein michshol, it's loisase reish tzadik tes. Zok the Rambam, he shehiziranu mehachshul tzaseinu es tzaseinu be'etza. What does it mean? It means don't give a person bad advice. V'ushim yishalcha adem eitza v'davar. A person's going to come to you, he's going to ask you advice. Uba Hazara Milera Moisa says the Torah, don't fool him. Umehashiloi. Avoteashireu aladovar shetachshev shutoyve yashar. You should think about it and to the best of your ability, give him good advice. Vahu amru yisala, v'lifnei iver loisite michshol, v'loshin sifra, lifnei suma bedavar. That's what it means. So the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs is mefarish the pasuk of v'lifnei iver loisita michshol, the way Rashi is. What does it mean v'lifnei iver? Lifnei suma bedavar. And what's the michshol? Don't give him an eitzah she'enu hegenes. The chinuch, in Sefer HaChinuch, mitzvah reish lamed beis, shaloi lahachshol tam bederech. Zok the chinuch, what's the mitzvah? Shaloi lahachshol b'nei Yisrael, lo seis lo'em eitzah ra. Avol neyashe roisam ki yeshesh, shalu eitzah. B'ma shenamen shu yoyshe v'eitzah toiv, shenema v'lifnei iver loisita michshol, v'loshen tzifra, lifnei suma bedavar. So Rashi in his Pirush HaTorah, and the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, and the Chinuch in the Sefer HaChinuch, they all quote the same Sefra, and they're all mefarish the Azara of Lifnei Iver Loisita Michshol in the same exact way. What does it mean? We're talking about someone that's a Suma Bedavar, he's in the dark, he doesn't know. I should buy, I shouldn't buy, Zalach Koifin, Zalach Fa Koifin, he doesn't know what to do. And he comes to you and asks you for advice, and you know what to tell him. Give him an Eitzah Hoygenes. Do not give him an Eitzah She'enu Hoygenes. Freit the Minchas Chinuch that the Lashon of the Rishonim was always a Tmir Gedolah by me. He says, because at the end of the day, when you read the Pasuk doesn't sound like that's what it's saying. The Pasuk sounds like V'lifnei Iver. If you're dealing with a real full-fledged Iver, Loisite Michshol. You shouldn't put a Michshol in front of him. So Freit the Minchas Chinuch, why would the Rishonim not Mefarish Pashup Shat that way? Meaning, what the Rishonim should have done was what they always do. The way the Rambam always writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. It says in the Torah of V'lifnei Iver Loisite Michshol. What does that mean? A mikra yoytze midei pshuta. You shouldn't take a michshol and put it in front of an iver. Chazal say midivrei kabbalah. That's a lashon Rambam. Midivrei kabbalah included in that is someone that's a suma bedov. He's not a suma literally, but with regards to this nakuda, he's a suma. And thus, the Torah is telling you, oh, by the way, that person you shouldn't either give a michshol. You shouldn't give him an eitz hashena againus. But why did the rishonim completely walk away from the pashup shan and the pasik? Isn't the pashup shan and the pasik v'lifnei iver loisite michshol, don't put a michshol in front of an iver. By the way, you know what the beginning of that pasuk is? Loisakal el cheresh. And then the pasuk says, so the first part of the pasuk sounds like an azara related to a cheresh. And then the Torah says, now by the way, we learned these gemaras together, Masechta Sanhedrin, we had it again in Shavuos. That's the azara, you're not going to be mekal any yid. Cheresh is lav dafka. So some say maybe that's where Chazal knew that if cheresh is lav dafka, iver is lav dafka, but pashit pshat, to the contrary, the Pshutei Shal Mikra is Leitzachal Cheresh. We're talking about a Cheresh. And then the Torah is talking about an Iver. V'lifnei Iver Leitzite Michshol Azoy Freik the Milchas Chinuch. And the Milchas Chinuch blives Sorechim. What's that? I see, you have to go through the Gemara a little bit better. But either way, Azoy Freik the Milchas Chinuch and the Milchas Chinuch blives Sorechim. The truth is, the Kliyokar in his Pirush Al HaTorah says a Dover Nifla, the Seib Shah. The Pasuk says, V'lifnei Iver Leitzite Michshol V'yoreso Me'alei Kecho Ani Hashem. Rashi over here, a few places in his Pirush Al Torah says that wherever it says in the Torah, v'yareisa me'alekecha, it means that we're talking about something that's muscle delay. That the only person that really knows whether you're doing something aser or not doing something aser is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rashi, when you give this person the Eitz Hashem again, don't think who knows. V'yareisa me'alekecha. You're right. The guy next to you doesn't know. He has no idea whether you're giving him in your mind an Eitz Hageinus or an Eitz Hashena Hageinus. But forget about him. The Yoreisa Me'alekecha. Kol Dover HaMosra L'Libay Shal Adam Ve'in Shara Briyos Makirois Boy Nemra Boy The Yoreisa Me'alekecha. Zok the Kliyok. It could be that's how the Rishonim knew. That's how Chazal knew that we're not talking about literally putting a michshol in front of an iver. Because if we're talking about putting a michshol in front of an iver, vazok to pasuk v'yareisa me'alekecha, it's not a dover ha'masul leleif. Anybody could see it. It's no different than any other aver that a person would do. From the fact that the pasuk says v'yareisa me'alekecha, that's a raya that we're talking about a dover ha'masul leleif. It must be that we have no choice but to be mitzi the pasuk v'dei t'ruta. And it doesn't mean literally don't put a michshol in front of an iver, but rather we're talking about an iver that's suma la'is. And what the Torah is saying is, don't be machshalim, don't give him an eitzah she'ena hoy genes. It's interesting that Remei Simcha in Meshech Chachma on this pasuk. So we spoke out this Meshech Chachma when we learned Maseches Bava Kamma. It was very relevant then, because when you learn Maseches Bava Kamma, so in the Psicha Shir in Yeshiva, you're already introduced to Reb Chaim Zisoid. Reb Baruch Ber brings it in Birchas Shmuel and Simon Beis that in addition to the Chayshem Mishpat component. To the Arba Avos Nezikin, Ashar V'Abara, Amava V'Hever, there's also a Yerideya component. I mean, if somebody has a Shar, and it Shtoises, or if somebody has a Bar, somebody has Eish, Mava, whatever that is, so the Halach is that you're Chayim, Niske Mom in 101. In addition to that, Rabbi Baruch Ber said, B'Shem Reb Chaim, there's what's called an Isser Mazik. There's also an Isser Mazik. A person's over an Isser when his Shar Shtoises. A person's over an Isser when his Bar damages. The question is, what's the Makar to the Isser Mazik? The Stipler talks about Akilas Yaakov Simen Aleph, and there's a lot of nice raid, real Bava Kamma Psicha type raid, as it relates to the Isser Mazik. Remeir Simcha Meshach Chachma on the Pasik, V'lifnei Iver Loisitei Michshol. Listen to what he says. HaKutin Mefarshin Kimashmoy. The Kutin used to be Mefarish, the Pasik, literally. Shloyitein Evin Lifnei Iver, B'derech Lahapiloi. V'cheinu emes, says Remei Simcha. And they were right, because that's for sure what the pasuk means. That means more than that. But that's for sure what the pasuk means. U'mizeh azara l'paiseach ekoi rebar b'shus haravim. Says, if that's the case, I have an iser mazik for bar. You can't make a bar in a Rishus HaRabim. You make a bar in a Rishus HaRabim. That's the literal meaning of a lif na'iver loisitei michshol. So you're looking for a makar to an iser mazik, so shor, ayir, regel, shein, adam. So for those, we need makaris. But bar, a bar b'Rishus HaRabim, says Ramei Simcha, that's for lif na'iver loisitei michshol 101. That's the literal definition of lif na'iver loisitei michshol. But b'lishoinei hazav, what did Ramei Simcha say? It says it's poshut. It's poshut that if a person puts a michshol in front of an iver, he's going to be over the Issa, but if they even like Sitei Michshol. The Chenu HaEmes, and that's the reason that a bar.
They're looking for Makar from Nara either.
I understand that. I hear. But the point, again, but the point is, what do you see, Ramei Simcha? Vashtet in Meshach Achma. Not like the Steak of the Michas Chinuch. Michas Chinuch is being Medaik in all the Rishonim, that the Rishonim were not Mefarish the Pasuk of Shutai. Ramei Simcha seemed to see it not that way. The only thing is, if you think about it for a minute, I think it's a Pel. Why is it a Pel? Because it's mavur, the Gemara we just learned this morning, that included in the Isser of Alif Ne'ivah Le'sita Michshol is that a Yid is not allowed to be Machshol, another Yid Bavera. You're not allowed to take a Kois Yayin and give it to a Nazar. So you have a Nazar, you're sitting at a party, a nice social event, and you're schmoozing, you're moving, working the crowd a little bit. You can't go over to a nazir, the guy with the long hair, and offer him a glass. Like, come on, it's good. It's a good Cabernet, I'm telling you. Just have it. Just take it. Minayin shela yoshit kais yayin shela nazir. Or take a shtick, even in a chai haka shtick. You know, give it to a ben noach. That's not something you're allowed to do. Now, what's the makar to that? Lifnei yivet loy sita mikshal. What do you see them lifnei yivet loy sita mikshal? I think if you ask the man on the street, he's going to tell you. Because what's the difference if you put a mikshal in front of an iver, or if you put a kais yayin in front of a nazir? Meaning it's a sif katan, l'chura, at first glance, in the poshut understanding of a lifnei iver loy sita mikshal. You're not giving him an eitzah she'ena yegenes. He didn't come over to you and say, you know, I'm a nazir. Give me a, I'm looking for advice. Should I drink the wine or not drink the wine? He's a nazir. He knows he's not allowed to drink the wine. This is not a dover hamasul alev where he's asking you business advice. This is a question of don't be machshul. Don't give him a cup of wine. You know the guy's not allowed to drink the wine. He has a weakness. He probably was makabel naziris because he's dealing with these issues. So don't give him a glass of wine. That's pashup shot in the pasuk. You're being machshul him. Meaning, if the Torah says, don't put a michshel in front of an iver, don't pour a glass of wine to a nazir. But if the minchas chinuch is gerecht, it is the ik in the rishonim, in Rashi, in his pirush al Torah, and the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos reish tzadik tes, and the chinuch in mitzvah reish lamed beis, that there is no iser to put something that's a michshel in front of an iver. The whole iser of lifnei iver is davar hamasul alev. We're talking about don't give him an eitzah she'ena yegenes. So where do you have this halacha from? Minayin shlo yoshit kais nayin shel nazir. Minayin that you're not allowed to give even a chai to a ben noach. If there's a pshutay shel mikra, so this is a sif katan in the pshutay shel mikra. But if there's no pshutay shel mikra, where did this halacha come from? It's a pella. I don't understand pashut pshat. But I think the pshat is as follows. And just a little bit of agdama. That is, if you look at the chinuch in Reish Lamed Beis, when he brings this halacha that you're not allowed to be over v'lifnei iver leisita michshol, listen to the lashon achinah. Shaloi lahachshol b'nei Yisrael laseis lohem etzara. Now to be machshol a yid, you can't give a yid an etzara. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, when he brings it, he sheh his hironu mei hachshol k'tzaseinu es k'tzaseinu. K'tzaseinu means the heimisha. You're not allowed to be machshol a yid. So the Chinuch and the Rambam, when they bring the halacha of lifnei iver, they both say you're not allowed to be machshol a yid. It's a pela atzuma. You're not allowed to be machshol a yid. We just learned the Gemara. There were two makaris in our sugya where it's mavur that the issa of lifnei iver is not exclusive to bnei Yisrael. It's true even for bnei noach. That's our whole sugya. Why are we talking about lifnei iver this morning? We're going to get by the Zara. It's because the Gemara is it sad that when it says lifnei shel oyv dikachavim shleisha yamim, why you're not allowed to do business with them? Because if you're going to sell them a behema, he's going to take the behemoth, he's going to be mocking it for his avodah zarah, you're going to be yidden, v'lifnei iver leisita to michshol. So you see clearly that v'lifnei iver is not exclusive to yidden. So what does the chinuch say, shloi lahachshol b'nei Yisrael? The Rambam same lashon, he says, yironu mehachshol k'tzaseinu es k'tzaseinu be'itza. I thought it has nothing to do with that. I saw Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Sefer Emes Liakov, Parshas Kedoshim, on this pasuk, v'lifnei iver leisita to michshol. He says, v'istois from here, there's two dinim in v'lifnei iver leisita michshol. You have no choice. That's what you have to say. He says there's two dinim v'lifnei iver leisita michshol. There's lifnei iver that the Rishonim talk about, and that is eitzah she'eino hegenes. Don't give somebody bad advice. And then there's lifnei iver leisita michshol. Don't be machshol somebody to do it varad veira. Like the sugya nabi dezara davava min aleph. And loyroi zeh kuroi zeh, v'loyroi zeh kuroi zeh. Hatzad ashova shobahen is that they're both lifnei iver leisita michshol. But they're cholok b'yisayit. They're cholok l'holchay sayit. It's not the same halacha. The two different si'ifei kotla in v'lifnei iver leisita michshol are fundamentally different. How so? The iser of eitzah she'eino hegenes, you have to listen carefully, that's an iser ben adam l'chaveira, said Rabbi Yaakov. That's an issue. Don't give somebody bad advice. You're not supposed to hit somebody. You're not supposed to be chayvah b'chaveray. You shouldn't steal from somebody. There's a halacha. Don't give a person an etzah she'eino hegenes. It comes to you. It's a ben adam l'chaveray. Like leisikim and leisita. Like it's like a regular classic ben adam l'chaveray. In addition to that, there's a ben adam l'makon diga lifnei iver leisita nechshol. And that is, it says in the Torah that you have to keep tayrag mitzvahs. Hashem wants you to be a shomer tayrag mitzvahs. Not only do you have to make sure that you yourself observe the tayrag mitzvahs, but you have to make sure that you don't cause anybody else not to observe the tayrag mitzvahs. And if somebody would be machshel somebody else to do an aveira, so Reuven's machshel Shimon to be mechal Shabbos. You know what the Isser is? It's a Chil Shabbos to get Isser. It's a Ben Adam L'Chaveir to get Isser. The issue is not that you just harmed this person because you caused him to do an Avera that's metamtim his lev and causes tzaris for his neshama and after 120. That's not the Nakuda. The Nakuda is, it's Ben Adam L'Makim. Just like the Torah said that you yourself have to be careful and you yourself are not allowed to do an Avera, you also have to make sure it's a Sif Katan in it's related to that. But the Ben Adam Lamokim is Mechayev, that not only do I have to make sure that I observe the mitzvahs, I can make somebody else not do that. And that halacha, says Rabbi Yaakov, that halacha is different. That's not Ben Adam Lechaveira, it's Ben Adam Lamokim. So we ask it like this. To Ben Adam Lechaveira, it's Pashat, that's only for Bnei Yisrael. Because almost all Dine Ben Adam Lechaveira in Shas don't relate to Evdik Echavim. But the Kamadaf Lamed Ches, if a Shurshi Yisrael stoises a Shurshi Evdik Echavim, he's part shershal akum that shtoises a shershal Yisrael. Even a Thomas chayv nezik shalom. But a shershal Yisrael reyeh am rachman. It says in the Torah reyeh. There's not going to be an issur. He brings a gemara in Sanhedrin. Daf pei. It says that a yid is not let to hit another yid. La yosef pen yosef la kosei. But the gemara says mefurish akum iatem mitzuva la kosei. There's no issur. You know. You're allowed to hit an any Yehudim. I mean, don't try it at home. But it's okay. There's no Isser. There's no Isser LeYosef. Because when it comes to Ben Adam LeChaveri, there's no Isser for Ovdei Kechavim. If there's no Isser for Ovdei Kechavim, then Huadin, there's not going to be an Isser to give him an Eitzah She'enu Egenes. And that's why the Chinuch says, Le'lachshol B'nei Yisrael, Los Islam Eitzah. That's why the Rambam says, K'tzoseinu. Because that Chelek of Lifnei Yivr Le'sitei Michshol that the Rishonim were discussing, that's the Ben Adam L'Chaveroi D'Gechelek. The Ben Adam L'Chaveroi D'Gechelek implies only to Bnei Yisrael. It doesn't apply to Bnei Noach. In contrast to the second end, which is the Ben Adam L'Makar, that if I have an obligation to be Shoyim Torah Mitzvahs, I have to make sure that I don't cause somebody else not to be Shoyim Torah Mitzvahs. That applies to Bnei Noach, just like it applies to Yisrael. And for that reason, that you have a sugyan of Yidazar, Davavim, and Aleph, you find B'lif Ne'iver. So what's the Nakuda? What do you see from here? You see that this Isser, Shlei Lahoshit Kaisiyayim Lenazar, and this Isser, not to give Evim and Achai to a Ben Noach, it's not related to Ben Adam L'Chaveira. It has nothing to do with don't put a Michshol in front of an Iver. In fact, it could be there is no Isser not to put a Michshol in front of an Iver. The Michas Chinuch's Graysa Ha'ara. He has a problem with it a little bit. But at the end of the day, that's his Zikin Rishayim. That's not Aser. If that's not Aser, why is there an Isser to give a Kaisiyayim Shalom? What are you doing? Isn't what you're doing giving him a Michshol? Yes, to a degree, but it's not the Velif Ne'ivah Le'isit Ne'michshol of Ben Adam L'Chaveira. It's a different emphasis. It's a different punchline. You have to think about this a little bit. But it's a different punchline. It's a Ben Adam L'Makim Diga punchline. Ben Adam L'Makim Diga punchline, that's something that's going to be awesome, despite the fact that there's no Isser to give a put a Michshol in front of a real Iver. And in fact, that's something that could be Aser for a guy, not just Aser for you. We'll just conclude this with one Ha'ara, and that is that the Pnei Yeshua in a tshuva, so this tshuva is from the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua in a tshuva said a gevaldig chiddush. The Pnei Yeshua said that even though it's mavur in the Gemara that there's an iser lifnei even though you see the michshol for a ben noach, but the Pnei Yeshua said that the iser is only an iser derabana. It's not an iser deiraisa. That's what the Pnei Yeshua said. Iser derabana, not an iser deiraisa. And Pnei Yeshua had a raya muchrachas from the sugis and avodah zarah. Because it's going to be mavur, it's a gemara later in the parak, daf yud beis, where the gemara says that the iser to do business with ovdei kechavim, lifnei edeim shloisha yamim, is an iser derabana, it's not an iser deraisa. It's mavur that it's only an iser derabana. There's rayas to it. One of the rayas is the gemara we learned this morning, because the gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya had a tzad, b'yoy edon, to take the dinar kisrna, that the person, mishum eva. Now if it's an iser deraisa, eva hin, eva her. You can't make chishbonis of Eva when you're dealing with an Issadei Raisa. But that's all in this vein, where it's mavur in the Gemaras, that this Isser to do business with the Ovdei Kechavim Shloisha Yamim is not an Issadei Raisa, it's only an Issadei Rabbanim. Now, Freikta, Pnei Yeshua, the Gemara has a tzad that the Isser is Lifnei Yivar Lo'isita Michshol. If it's Lifnei Yivar Lo'isita Michshol, Lifnei Yivar is an Issadei Raisa. So maybe Lo Yisham Al Picha, you'll tell me it's only an Issadei Rabbanim. But Lifnei Yivar Lo'isita Michshol, all the money on mitzvahs counted as one of the Tayyar mitzvahs. That's for sure a mitzvah day raisa. If it's a mitzvah day raisa, and it was one side in the Gemara, and it sounds like it's an Ivoya de Ifshita, so how can it be so poshet throughout the sugyas that we're dealing with an Issa de Rabbana? This Lifnei Yiver. Shouldn't it be an Issa de Raisa? The Ben Shua is Mechiach from here. That to be Machshel a guy, even though there is a Lifnei Yiver, like you see, the Michshel, it's not an Issa de Raisa, it's only an Issa de Rabbana. The question is why? Why should it only be awesome in the Rabbana? Says the Ben Shua, a Svara Nifla. And Rashi in the Gemara already mentions this Svara. And that is based on the Gemara at the beginning of the Masechta. The Gemara said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the Oivdei Kechavim, the Bnei Noach, didn't give Sheven Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Omad Vehitiron, says the Gemara. So what did Hashem do? He was not to the Sheven Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. The Gemara says, Omad Vehitiron, comes out, Iskuri, Iskurim, Kematzinu, Chayte Niska. So the Gemara, that's not what it means. What it means is that if a guy does one of the Sheven Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, he's going to get schar, but he's going to get schar like an Einer Mitzvah voice. And Rabbi Chanina said, God Allah Mitzvah voice, Yosef and Misha, Einer Mitzvah voice, all he's going to get rewarded like is an Einer Mitzvah voice. He'll never get schar like a Mitzvah voice. Says the Pnei Yeshua, you know what you see in this Gemara? You see in this Gemara that a guy, even though he has to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, but it's not a real chiyuv. Because you see, when he keeps it and does it, he doesn't get rewarded like a mitzvah voisa. He gets rewarded like an ain't a mitzvah voisa. So it comes out on some level, we treat him like an ain't a mitzvah voisa. If on some level we treat him like an ain't a mitzvah voisa, then it doesn't pass that there should be a lifnei ivur l'sita nichshol. Even though in the Gemara it's mavur, there is, it must be it's only mid rabbanon, and it's ma'od matin, how it's mavur that the Gemara is a tzadis of lifnei ivur l'sita nichshol, still the whole list is an isid rabbanon. Because lifnei ivur by a guy is only a rabbanon. Why? Doesn't he have a chiv deiraisa? You should have a chiv deiraisa. But in this idea of amad vehitiron, that he doesn't get schar anymore like a mitzvah voisa, licked in then, that it's not a full fledged chiv anymore, and it's for that reason there's not going to be a lifnei ivur. Svar Rashi already says in the sugya, but the chiddush is the Pnei Yeshua's chiddush that the issur of even though you see the mikshel by a guy is only an issur rabbanit. Chasam Sofer in a tshuva, in Chay Shavish, but Simon Kuf Peihei, he brings the Pnei Yeshua. I'll just read to you his lashon. Uberoisi niflesi. It was a pella by him. Tshuvas Pnei Yeshua. Shekos have the achamat in Torah. Shehitu lehem zayin mitzvah. Shuv lekel lifnei even day raisa b'mikshel bnei noach. V'tema says a very big. Chiddush, ha maskinim avayda zara shehitter lehem shelo yekablu schar kametzuvah voisa. What was the maskana of Zagamara? They don't get schar kametzuvah voisa. Avu miyanchi alayu, the goyim are going to be punished. That was the whole theme of the Haggadah to Gemara at the beginning of avayda zara. Nimtzo ha machshilam loisem michshol lefnei yiva. V'nehidem amoynam hitter lehem avu lachshilam bavayda sashem mi hitter adurab mitzvah lohi roisam. So the Chasam Sofer brings this Pnei Yeshua and his lashon is uberoisi neflesi al tshuvas Pnei Yeshua. He thinks it's a meaning we have a shaila here, what to take out of this Gemara and Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, a Gemara that's in Bava Kamma, it's a Gemara that's often quoted. But what's the oimek? What's the pnimius of this Gemara? On some level, from the fact that a guy is only going to get schar like a Eina Mitzvah V'Oisa, does that mean that there's some rifyoin, so to speak? There's some klishos in his ikur being Mitzvah V'Oisa? If that's the case, maybe it would manifest itself in the laws of Lifnei Ivur L'Sita Nichshol, as I helped the Pnei Yeshua. Or like the Chasam Sofer says, it just means we're taking away some schar. But you want to know if he's a mitzvah v'oisa, he's a regular mitzvah v'oisa like any other yid. As a result, it's pashit. Mi hitir lohem, who was matir lachshilam ba'avodas Hashem, and it's for that reason you're going to have a regular din deiraisa of v'lifnei iver loisita michshol. By the way, if a guy is a regular mitzvah v'oisa, so what does it mean that he gets schar like an eina mitzvah v'oisa? So why does he get schar like a mitzvah voisa? But Yeshua is saying he's not a real mitzvah voisa anymore. And that's why he doesn't get schar like a mitzvah voisa. But the Chasam Sofer said, of course he's a mitzvah voisa. We just take away some schar from him. What does that mean? It's not a hefgevel. How could Hashem take away some of his schar? It's Yedua, Rab Itzala, Petterberger. In his Koich Ve'yar, his sepshat is that Tosfos said in Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, what's the reason God will have mitzvah voisa, Yosef and Misha ain't a mitzvah voisa? Pirish, Mepnei Shehu Doyek Tamid, Levatel Yitzroi, Ulekaya Mitzvahs Boyre. See, when you're a mitzvah voice, you have to do it. When you have to do something, so you're faner. You have the pressure knowing that this is something that you need to do. If you're in a mitzvah voice, so you're playing with house's money. So it's much easier to, yeah, do it, not do it. Worst comes to worst, I won't. You don't have the pressure. It's the pressure. That's why you get more schar. It's lefum tzara agra. The more tzar, the more pain and suffering that you need to endure in order to do the right thing, the more reward you're going to get. A mitzvah v'aisa, big picture, is considered to be more bitzar, and it's considered more a struggle. And for that reason, he gets more schar. Says Rabbi Itzala, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the Umay Sa'ilam weren't doing mitzvahs, meaning they weren't doyek umetzar, They do it, they don't do it. No, no, either way, it wasn't such a big deal. Oh, it's not such a big deal. So you don't have the svar of doyek tamid of atul yitzroy ulekai mitzvah svaris. Even when you do it, you're going to get tzchalak at any mitzvah v'aisa. The whole yisoid of why you should get tzchalak at mitzvah v'aisa is because you're doyek. But to the extent you're not doyek, there's no reason for it. Rabitzela, as you would expect from one of the great Balei Musar, feared us. He says, if that's the case, we have to, nechzi anan, we need to ask ourselves. He says, we do mitzvahs, and we're expecting to get tzchalak a mitzvah v'aisa. But the truth is, are we doyeg? Tomid levatul yitzray l'kayim mitzvah v'aray? Or is it, no. I'm all, I'm all nish. You know, if I do, I do. If I don't, I don't. If that's the case, it could be our kirma mitzvahs as well are going to be downgraded from mitzvah v'aisa to enoy mitzvah v'aisa. Either way, on that note, a little bit more gemar. Lashilon v'lishol mehen. So the Mishnah said that you're not allowed to do business. I mean, you can't buy and sell. You can't transact. Additionally, you're not allowed to lend them something. You can't borrow something from them. It says, I mean, to lend them something. I understand why it's also. Because you're benefiting them. You're giving him something. He can now borrow, use the thing that you loaned him. Why can't you borrow something from him? That's true. There's no reason you shouldn't be able to borrow something from a guy. It's all gzeira. If you're going to borrow, you might lend. That's why it's asr. Rava said that no, the whole isr is mishum da azul umayidu. You're doing business with him, any transaction, he's going to be very happy, he's going to be very excited. This person, if he knows that a yid borrowed something from him, it's going to make him feel chashuv. So when he comes, b'yoyim edam, tiz avay dezara, he's going to mention it, he's going to acknowledge it, give the yid a shout out, and that's a problem. You're not allowed to cause him to give you a shout out. Not only can you loan him something, an object, but you can't lend him money either. Right? What's the difference between Sheila and Hava? So Rashi mentions it right in the beginning of the Masechta. Sheila is a chayf, it's a pekadim. I'm lending you my car. You can drive it, obviously. Why else would you borrow the car? But the car itself, you have to return. Right? You can't say, oh, thank you. I borrowed your car. I'm just giving you back another car. Same make and model, you know, comparable amount of miles. No, it doesn't work that way. If you take someone's car as a pekadim, you have to give him the pekadim. If you do something with it, you're a shaleach yad pekadim. If you lend somebody money is lohitza, didn't know. So you're allowed to spend, you don't have to give back the same dollar that you borrowed, you just have to give back dollar for dollar what you borrowed, but not the same dollar. So she'ela is when you're dealing with a pekadim, where you're taking a chefetz, the chefetz itself needs to be returned. In lamdis, pekadim kol hecha di isa b'shus namara isa. That's the word she'ela. Halva is when you're dealing with money. So in both cases, in English, they translate as lending or borrowing. But it's really not the same thing in Lumbus, because Milva's Loitzan didn't know. When somebody borrows, it doesn't belong to the Balabas anymore, now it belongs to the Loifa. Either way, Lavoisam Velovisman was also us. Abishlam, Lavoisam Bishlam, to lend him money. Mishum to Kamaravachlo. He's benefiting from it. So that makes sense. It should be us. El Luvois Mehem Amai. Rabbiya, same terrors. Xero Luvois Mehem Atu Lavoisam. Rava, my Rava said, "Kula mishum da azul umayda." It's all aser because you're azul umayda. Again, any transaction is a problem. The freya, the feiron, the freya mehem. Bishlam, the feiron, bishlam. To pay him, mishum to come a rabbah. I understand. Don't pay him within 3 days. El freya mehem, but accept payment. But we take my. Why is that a problem? You, to the contrary, you're taking away his money. I'm rabbi. Gzeir the freya mehem out to the feiron. Don't accept payment. Gzeir, you might pay. Rava, my kula mishum da azul umayda. Says the gemara, "Vitzrichi." We needed all these cases. Nitanu losses loss. If had it only said in the Mishnah, not let it do business with him. Mishum to come a rabbah. That's real benefit. Azul umayda. Avol lishom mehem. But when it comes to lending him things, the muti kamemayatlu shapadam. Vitanu lishom mehem. Had it said, you're not allowed to borrow things. Mishum the chashiva le milsa. Because at the end of the day, if you borrow something from him, he feels good. Oh, I loaned something to the yid. Vazul lemayda avaluvois mehem. Even though if he lends you money, also feels good. But tsar bal milsa. He also has tsar because he's wondering if he's ever going to see it again. Amat tuvle hadri zuzi. I'm never going to see this money again. So I would have thought maybe that's muti. Vitanu lishom mehem. The Mishnah said you're not allowed to borrow from him. Mishum the amar bal korchim ifrada. Person could say, I'm going to lend the money, I'll make sure he pays me. So now he's going to feel good about him. It's like, feels good that the yid needed him. He's not so worried about ever seeing the money again because he'll go after him. But to pay him, that money he's never going to see. All he has is sar. And therefore, Tzricha, the Mishnah had to mention all these things. By the way, from the Gemara, it sounds a little bit like Rava said mefurish, that what's the isser to do any transaction with this goy within 3 days, it's azul amayda. I thought we had a shayla in the Gemara. Is it mishum arvacha or is it mishum azul amayda? This Gemara seems like Abaye is maybe taking one side and Rav is taking the other side, or certainly Rav is taking the side of azul amayda. So the Rishayim discussed it already, and some Rishayim want to say that it could be from the latter parts of the Mishnah. It was muchach that the isser is azul amayda. From the fact that there's an isser lashilam the lishal alvoisam the livois the fayran, that's clear. That's a raya that there's an isser of azul amayda. The Gemara shayla mishum harvacha mishum azul amayda. The tzad that the Gemara had that it's lifnei ivel leisita michshol. That was all in lasis for lasin. To do business, there the Gemara had a tzad that maybe it's also because of lifnei ivel leisita michshol. But it's true, lifnei ivel leisita michshol only makes sense not to do business with him. Don't give him an animal. But let's say you're borrowing something from him. Where is the lifnei ivel leisita michshol? And a chanami could be there. It's pashet that it's only going to be aser mishum azul amayda.